This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Is your faith a saving faith? What is the faith God accepts? Let's talk about this today. First, a word with my Father. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Let me begin today by noting that some source material for this program was derived from material at GodQuestions.org. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our new website address is www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.visionforchristworld.com/contact, no matter where you live. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the webpage. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That new website address is www.visionforchristworld.com, and search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. Do you believe in Jesus? It seems like a strange question. It sounds like the same question as, do you believe in Santa Claus or do you believe in aliens? But the question, do you believe in Jesus, is asking far more than, do you believe that Jesus Christ existed? The true meaning of the question is, do you believe Jesus Christ is who the Bible says he is? And are you trusting him as your Savior? So then, do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe that Jesus is God in human form? See John 1:1 and 1:14. Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross to pay the penalty for your sins? 1 Corinthians 15:3, for which you deserve eternal separation from God? Romans 6:23. Do you believe that the sacrifice of Jesus as God come to earth in human flesh is the only adequate payment for your sins? 1 John 2:2, John 14:6, Acts 4:12. Do you believe these things? If so, great. But believing the facts about Jesus is only part of the equation. Biblical faith, or belief, is far more than believing certain things to be true. Biblical saving faith is also trusting or relying on those facts. A chair is a good illustration. You can look at a chair and believe it is made of materials strong enough to support your weight, and you can believe that it was assembled correctly. But that is not biblical faith. Biblical faith is sitting in the chair. It is actually relying on the chair to hold up your weight off the ground. Are you trusting that Jesus is your Savior? Are you relying on his death as the full payment for your sin debt? Are you depending on his resurrection as the guarantee that you too will be raised to eternal life after death? Not that it could ever happen, but if the chair of Jesus Christ were pulled out from beneath you, spiritually speaking, would you hit the ground? Or are you also relying on things in addition to the chair, so to speak? If you understand and believe what the Bible says about Jesus, and if you are trusting in those truths as the basis for your salvation, then you are saved. You believe in Jesus in the biblical sense of the word. If you are uncertain if you truly believe in Jesus, but you desire to, or if you feel God drawing you to faith in Jesus, the next step is simple. Believe. Trust in Jesus. Rely on him for your salvation. Allow God to turn you from sin to forgiveness and salvation. In order to get right with God, we must first understand what is wrong. And the answer is sin. There is no one who does good, not even one, says Psalm 14:3. We have rebelled against God's commands. We, like sheep, have gone astray, Isaiah 53:6. The bad news is that the penalty for sin is death. Sin is a big deal with God. Sin is living life your way instead of the way God wants you to live. Sin is rebellion against the will of God. The soul who sins is the one who will die, Ezekiel 18:4. The good news is that a loving God has pursued us in order to bring us salvation. Jesus declared his purpose was to seek and to save what was lost, Luke 19:10, and he pronounced his purpose accomplished when he died on the cross with the words, "It is finished." That was John 19:30. Having a right relationship with God begins with acknowledging your sin. Next comes a humble confession of your sin to God. Isaiah 57:15 is a good example. "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." That's Romans 10:10. This repentance must be accompanied by faith. Specifically, faith that the sacrificial death of Jesus and miraculous resurrection qualify him to be your Savior. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's Romans 10:9. Many other passages speak of the necessity of faith, such as John 20:27, Acts 16:31, Galatians 2:16, and many others. Being right with God is a matter of your response to what God has done on your behalf. He sent the Savior. He provided the sacrifice to take away your sin, John 1:29, and he offers you the promise, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved," Acts 2:21. This all makes hell a completely avoidable destination. A beautiful illustration of repentance and forgiveness is the parable of the prodigal son in Luke 15. The younger son wasted his father's gift in shameful sin. When he acknowledged his wrongdoing, he decided to return home. He assumed he would no longer be considered a son, but he was wrong. The father loved the returned rebel as much as ever. All was forgiven, and a celebration ensued. God is good to keep his promises, including the promise to forgive. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit, Psalm 34:18. Now, what does it mean to be a born-again Christian? The classic passage from the Bible that answers this question is John 3, 1-21. The Lord Jesus Christ, talking to Nicodemus, a prominent Pharisee and a member of the Sanhedrin, the ruling body of the Jews, Nicodemus had come to Jesus at night with some questions. As Jesus talked with Nicodemus, he said, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." "How can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again." The phrase "born again" literally means born from above. Nicodemus had a real need. He needed a change of his heart, a spiritual transformation. New birth, being born again, is an act of God, whereby eternal life is imparted to the person who believes. See 2 Corinthians 5:17 and many other passages. John 1, 12, and 13 indicates that being born again also carries the idea of becoming children of God through trust in the name of Jesus Christ. The question logically comes, why does a person need to be born again? The Apostle Paul in Ephesians 2, 1 says, "And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins." To the Romans he wrote, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God," Romans 3:23. Sinners are spiritually dead. When they receive spiritual life through faith in Christ, the Bible likens it to a rebirth. Only those who are born again have their sins forgiven and have a relationship with God. How does that come to be? Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 states, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." When one is saved, he or she has been born again, spiritually renewed, and is now a child of God by right of new birth. Trusting in Jesus Christ, the one who paid the penalty of sin when he died on the cross, is the means to be born again. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If you have never trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, will you consider the prompting of the Holy Spirit as He speaks to your heart? You need to be born again. Will you pray the prayer of repentance and become a new creation in Christ today? Yet to all who received Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. That's John chapter 1. If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and be born again, here is a sample prayer. Remember, saying this prayer or any other prayer will not save you. It is only trusting in Christ that can save you from sin. This prayer is simply a way to express to God your faith in Him and thank Him for providing your salvation. Here's that sample prayer. God, I know that I have sinned against You and I am deserving of punishment, but Jesus Christ took the punishment that I deserve so that through faith in Him, I could be forgiven. I place my trust in You for salvation. Thank You for Your wonderful grace and forgiveness, the gift of eternal life. Amen. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of Your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask You to send Your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to actively repent of their sins, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith You give them, they may believe in You, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with You, Father God, through Your only Son, Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the web address of Vision for Christ so you may contact us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for all people everywhere as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our new website address is www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.visionforchristworld.com/contact, no matter where you live. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That new website address is www.visionforchristworld.com. And you can search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from Ephesians 1, 13 and 14. And when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, when you believed in Christ, you were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit, who is the down payment of our inheritance, until the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of His glory.